Paul Opsomer, live in studio. Representative, how are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning, and thank you for the opportunity to be with you again.
Well, thank you. So you met with some bankers this morning, huh?
We were in St. John's at Big Boys, had breakfast, and we're just talking about the free market system.
I thought it was interesting how you asked them if let's save that question for
okay.
a little bit. First of all, I want to talk about 4003. I know that's something that you were working very
House
hard
Bill
on.
4003. Cleared the House today, is over in the Senate. And what it did was it put into statute how or who could be called a public employee. In 2006, Governor Granholm basically signed an executive order by creating an agreement between Mott Community College and the state and unionized all home daycare workers in the state of Michigan who received daycare checks from the Department of Human Services. And by doing that and saying they were public employees or employees of the state of Michigan, she then took union dues out of their checks.
I know that was shocking to a lot of folks. You know, we dealt with that a little bit because we had childcare for our kids.
Mm-hmm.
House Bill 4003 really...
It was fascinating. We spent about a year looking and talking to numerous lawyers, House Legal, the Mackinac Center, all trying to find a legal basis for this. And nobody could find any type of legal, legitimate basis for this kind of action.
And this is a topic that is going to come up more because a lot of folks, especially in these trying economic times, may like unions and whatnot, but to be forced to do that and have those wages taken out, we've talked to people on this show saying they'd like to have the choice because they'd like to keep the money in their pocket.
Well, in many cases, they were private employers. They had doing business as a DBA or an LLC. They were recognized by the IRS as a private business. And then simply to receive a letter in the mail being told, oh, no, you're now a member of a union and we're not going to deduct money from the check the state is sending you for union dues was shocking to a lot of people.
I want to ask you about the teacher quality package.
I had a feeling we'd get to that.
It's one bill, but there's actually four pieces to it. It passed the House. It's in the Senate. We've had the Democratic perspective, and I guess you can imagine that from education folks that we've talked to, from David Hecker from the American Federation of Teachers to Mark Meadows, they didn't like it. They thought it went too far. What's your take?
You know, it's amazing because the MEA and the other teacher unions never showed up at any of the committee hearings. They were completely AWOL.
Never.
Never.
Not once.
Not once did they make a single appearance to add 1 ounce of input, not one sheet of paper of input in any of the committee
Now, Mark
hearings.
Meadows said he was kept out of the process, that there was meetings held, and they weren't invited to them.
That's simply not true. In fact, Tim Milton, a Democrat who chaired education last term, probably gave one of the longest speeches on the House floor yesterday, Democrat from Pontiac, strongly encouraging his members to vote for this, and it was a great package. And he voted for it along with other Democrats. In fact, I was surprised Representative Jackson from Detroit and Representative Rutledge from Detroit voted for it and supported the package. I can always find a reason to vote no, Tony. And when people say they voted no, I always ask, where was your input? Where was your information? Where was your alternative? And that's what I find interesting. In this case, nothing was offered.
Well, that's stunning to me. As a journalist, I would have thought that the opposition would have been there in full force.
You can check the records. Everything is very public. Paul Scott, chair of education. And I went to some of the committee meetings and some of the work group meetings because I wanted to know what the discussion was. And I asked Paul a couple times, where's the MEA? I thought they would be here. I thought they would be trying to work with this process. And there was no formal cards. There's a 4x6 card you fill out if you want to testify. And if you don't want to testify but you want to provide input, you always provide that. And that's a part of the formal open meeting record. And there isn't a single ounce of evidence that they ever showed up to any meeting on this whole process.
Well, the caller questions are pretty interesting. In the case where there's an emergency financial manager, this caller said, if you got a teacher making $60,000 a year and one making $30,000 and you got a bean counter in there trying to balance a budget, he's going to get rid of the the teacher that's making more money. How's that guy protected?
It's simply not true. There are protections. There are entire sections wrote into the four-bill package protecting teachers. I think that's very obvious that that is very important. We don't want teachers laid off simply for financial reasons.
Right, you're going to be dealing with, I believe it's called the teacher quality package, once you start getting into the health care costs. The 80-20, talk about that.
We're going to be looking at a hard cap of 80-20. Nationally now, standard is in a private sector, people are paying about 27-28% of their health care cost. We're looking at having teachers pay and public employees pay 20% of their health care cost as a way to help save some money.
What do you think the private sector pays?
You know, it's amazing. I was at a restaurant where the employer pays 40% and the employees pay 60%. Now, across the board in that industry, traditionally, there's no health insurance. The employee pays 100%. But like I said, 27% is the average of what the person pays in the private sector today.
We talked about tenure when you first walked in. Discuss the question that you asked those bankers that you met this morning.
I asked them if they had tenure.
And what was their response?
They laughed.
And then you asked me if I had tenure.
And do you have tenure, Tony, in your job?
And I laugh. And you know, when we talk with educators, they always say, you know what, we're highly educated, we put in a lot of time. It's something that motivates us to stay in teaching as opposed to getting into administration where you can make more money.
My undergrad is in teaching. I have a huge respect for teachers. I think they do a great job. But let me throw that question back at you, Tony. Do you just work from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m.?
No.
I'm betting you probably put in at least 8 full hours outside of your radio
time.
My
wife is listening, and she would debate you on that.
Whom I met on the island, and she's a wonderful young lady.
Thank you.
You married up.
But you're right. But it's still it's an issue. And if I've learned anything from here, from teachers, is that, look, we earned what we get. We work hard for what we've got. It's always been that way, but then you have the other side that says, you know what, in these tough economic times, we have got to bring this sector and state workers financially more on the line of the private sector.
Well, and I think also it's the private sector that ends up paying the salary for the teachers, the state employees, the legislator, because we'll be looking at 80-20 for legislators also. Mm-hmm. We took a 10% pay cut. I think that was more than appropriate because the people that are paying our salary have taken pay cuts.
When you're making 75, 80 grand, it's easier than if you're making 40 or 50.
You know, the median teacher wage in DeWitt is about $70,000.
You're in the wrong job. You know, the one topic that isn't discussed much when you talk about salaries for teachers is a way to reward them. And I don't know if you put together bonuses, but what about that teacher who does a fantastic job and is just preparing more kids for college than other teachers? There ought to be a way to compensate that person.
I agree with that, and we are looking at providing that. This is just the first step. There's another series of bills coming down the pike that we want to look at doing those kind of things, and we want to tie student growth to that. And I've heard a couple of people complain that we haven't used administrators aren't a part of this. This was for teachers. We have another series of bills, and administrators and principals will be evaluated and go through the same kind of a process.
All right. We've got about 30 seconds left. What are you going to be working on Monday and today?
Well, today I've got some meetings with the Attorney General. We're looking at trying to come up with a way to actually look at how many different agreements the state has with other states and other foreign countries. There's absolutely no central record keeping for the agreements that the state gets into. So we'll be meeting with Bill Schuette this morning at, I think, 10 o'clock.